At the time this podcast goes live, a new hurricane is hitting the west coast of the Florida Peninsula, you know, Tampa area and north of Tampa, I believe. And it's supposed to be a potentially quite a devastating hurricane. No doubt, power lines are going to be down, buildings are going to be destroyed, a lot of flooding, of course. A storm surge of predicted between 8 and 12 feet in some areas is going to flood into the coastal homes and businesses and cause a lot of water damage. And even worse, this is the second hurricane to hit that area, almost the same exact area. Well, not exactly, but close. Normally, the western peninsula of Florida doesn't get direct hits by hurricanes. Most of the hurricanes, of course, approach from the eastern side. So to have two hurricanes hit on the west is, you know, near Tampa is very, very unusual. So, of course, we offer prayers for safety and for a rapid recovery for all those people in Florida who might be affected by this. Now, our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store, has an office right in the path of this hurricane. In fact, their office was hit by the last hurricane that came through, or it was not a direct hit, but it was within the spiral arms of the hurricane. So there was some damage and there was flooding. And the Satellite Phone Store had handed out lots and lots of satellite phones to first responders in the area. We did an interview with one man who was helping to rescue victims that got him into a building where there were, you know, food and water supplies and things like that. So I do want you to know that the Satellite Phone Store, if you're trying to call them, their Tampa office is not going to be functional. And they're going to be busy out there helping people and handing out sat phones for law enforcement or first responders and people like that to use. So just give them a little bit of patience. If you're trying to get a sat phone, they're just not going to be able to help you for probably a week, or I don't know, a few days. Anyway, they're going to do their best. But, you know, if you want to help support them and their efforts to deal with emergencies, and they also, they had sat phones in the hands of people who responded to the fires in Maui, you know, after the fires. So if you do want to support them, of course, their website is sat123.com. And they offer, you know, outstanding sat phones and satellite text messaging devices. It's just, don't expect them to respond anytime soon. Now, for the rest of us watching this, because very unlikely that people in Tampa are going to be listening to this. Now, for the rest of us who are not in the area that's going to be hit by this hurricane, or maybe you're not at least taking a direct hit, this is a critical reminder for preparedness. Because, as you've seen, the government is the terrorist now. And the government is trying to kill you, trying to starve you, trying to destroy the economy, trying to shut down the energy infrastructure. And some people believe that this hurricane was, in fact, steered directly into Florida as a way to punish DeSantis and the conservatives in Florida and maybe to interfere with the DeSantis presidential campaign, which, frankly, it wasn't that successful anyway. But some people believe this has been steered into Florida. Whether that's true or not, we do know that the fires in Lahaina in Maui, the conditions were allowed to emerge by the government. And the government called off, you know, the fire department and turned off the water and turned off the sirens and all these things. And now they're building black fences so nobody can see what's going on in there. This is some great cover-up underway now as they're, I guess, extricating the bodies of burned children from homes. And they don't want any journalists to see that because, you know, in America, you're not allowed to conduct actual disaster journalism unless the government wants you to. So they have the National Guard out there, actual military troops, enforcing no photography, no drones, no videos, not allowed. So that's the cover-up underway in Lahaina. But it's just one example of how the government has become a terrorist organization running all kinds of operations against the American people, including COVID, by the way, and the biological weapons in the needles, i.e. the depopulation jabs, which are, of course, designed to mass murder people, designed to achieve depopulation. And yes, they have another plandemic underway. They're rolling out, you know, the masking. They're rolling out the narrative. They're telling you, be afraid, you know, another election is coming. You know, this is the election variant, BS 24/7 that they're rolling out right now. So it's critical to understand that we are under attack. And as a result, any of us, no matter where we are, could be hit by some act of government terrorism. They could unleash fires against us on purpose, you know, directed energy weapons. They could cause droughts, which is what's happening. That's been happening in the Midwest. They could potentially steer hurricanes to decide where they want them to make landfall in order to achieve maximum economic damage or to damage the energy infrastructure or damage the fertilizer industries. You know, there's a major fertilizer provider in Florida that's also in the path of this hurricane right now. So there they are disrupting the food supply again. You know, the government can, they can dress up FBI agents as, you know, radicalized conservatives, and they can have them run around, and they can blow up bridges. They can set fire to buildings or derail trains or shoot up power substations or anything that they want to do that they want to blame on, quote, extremism. They're the extremists. They're the terrorists. They're the ones running around causing all these problems. But as a result, you and I have to be prepared for anything. We have to be prepared for every scenario, including cyber attacks. That giant cyber false flag hasn't yet been unleashed, but it may happen soon. Or financial attacks. You know, oh, your bank is down. All the banks are down. It's under attack from Russia or whatever the narrative is going to be. Or the power grid going down. Because, of course, we saw the media narrative on that over the last few months where they were saying, oh, watch out, you know, it's going to be blackouts. And then the Biden administration made sure there were going to be blackouts by shutting down the energy infrastructure, you know, forcing coal-fired power plants to shut down, leaving a lot of areas with a lot more reliance on just wind and solar. And wind is just flat out not very reliable. You know, we saw that the other day in Texas, had a grid emergency in Texas because there was no wind. And so the, I don't know how, what percentage, maybe 25% or maybe one third or something of the power on any given day in Texas comes from wind. You can actually go to the ERCOT website, E-R-C-O-T, and you can see the percentages right there. They do a real-time analysis. How much is wind? How much is solar? How much is fossil fuel? So you can see the actual number. And it varies day by day, obviously, based on, well, the velocity of the wind. Well, when the velocity of the wind is zero, you get nothing. Unlike coal-fired power plants where you can just shovel in more coal and crank them up. You know, you can scale fossil fuels. You can't scale wind on demand. It's whatever the wind is blowing at whatever, you know, speed it wants to blow, and that's it. That's all you get. Same thing with sunlight. You can't turn up the sun and get more solar power. You only get the power that the sun is emitting. And there could be bad weather. There could be clouds. There could be rain. It could be night. It could be winter where the sun is barely even striking the solar panels. The angle of incidence is bad, and you hardly get any power. You see what I mean? So you got to have fossil fuels in your power grid in order to have electricity that you can count on when you need it. But that's beside the point. You and I need to get ready for more acts of terrorism against we the people. And those acts of terrorism could come from any vector, like I mentioned, you know, finance, power grid, you name it. So take this opportunity with this big hurricane hitting Florida. Take this opportunity to go through your preparedness list. Do you have a way to generate electricity or to store electricity with solar panels? Do you have a solar generator? Do you have an off-grid water supply or a water filter? Because in Florida, they're going to have tons of water, too much water. Water everywhere, but not a drop to drink because it's all polluted. You got to filter it. So do you have a water filter where you can take water off the street and make it drinkable? Do you know how to do that? Do you have the equipment to do that? If not, let this be a reminder. What about self-defense? You know, following these events, these disasters, you get a lot of looters. This is happening in Lahaina, by the way. This is going to happen probably in Tampa. And, you know, hopefully the police in Florida will have the courage to crack down on looters. And, you know, handcuff them and arrest them and prosecute them, but they can't catch them all. So they're going to be looters How do you protect your home, your business, your inventory, or whatever you have to protect? Well, you know, guess what? Yeah, it's an AR-15, you know, a couple of Glocks, some spare magazines, a ballistic vest, you know, night vision, just the whole getup right there. That's how you do it. And you send looters, you know, straight to hell where they belong if they break into your place, you know? I mean, that's your choice, obviously. That's just my opinion. I don't have any tolerance for looters. But if you want to tolerate looters and risk your life, that's your choice. But I wouldn't. I would send them straight to hell. But you need to make sure you have all that gear. And also, as we've learned with the Lahaina fires and also the hurricane that's striking Florida right now and many other disasters, is you can't assume that you can stay home. You may have to bug out. And so you need a whole set of all your stuff in a bug out configuration. And if you don't have a bug out configuration and a bug out plan, you know, a bug out vehicle with the bags already packed and all that, then maybe that's the thing that you need to work on right now. So it's a good idea. Take this time. Go through all your preparedness and survival supplies. Swap out all the batteries in the flashlights, in the night vision, you know, in the red dot optics on your rifles or whatever. Swap out all the batteries. Just put fresh batteries in right now. Cycle out all the food that you have in there. Get fresh food in there right now. You know, especially if the food you've had prepared is a few years old. You know, use that food and cycle it. Now double check that you've got water filters both at home and in your bug out vehicle. Just go through your bug out collection and make sure you've got everything you need. Now, there's something you're going to want to add, and I didn't record this to do this plug, but it just came to mind, that I am the co-designer of a line of new rugged knives. These are manufactured by Dawson Knives on their new equipment in their new facility in Arizona. And like I said, I'm the co-designer, and they're branded Health Ranger Survival Gear, HRSG. And they have an innovative new way to connect these to your belt. I'm going to show you all that on videos. There are three knives that are coming out starting this Thursday, which is our Labor Day event at healthrangerstore.com. It's confirmed we're going to have the knives available. They're all in stock. We have, I don't know how many hundreds of each of these knives available. There's a bushcrafting knife called Mass Ratio. There's a combat knife called Resonance. And then there's a much smaller kind of covert knife that I think I named it Consequences. I think that's the name. I just came up with whatever names seem to make sense to me. Like, nobody names their knives the way that I have for whatever reason. But I thought this knife just looked like Consequences, man. So anyway, you'll be able to see the knives on the website. These knives are made out of MagnaCut alloy steel, which is highly corrosion resistant. So it's very suitable for marine or, you know, ocean, like water type of environments. It's perfect for Florida. You can store this knife on a boat. You can store this knife in a high humidity environment. It's not going to oxidize and rust like other typical knives do. It's not 100% corrosion resistant, but it's about the same as stainless steel, which is very corrosion resistant. And yet, MagnaCut steel is very strong. It's flexible. It holds an edge. It's sharp, but it has the flexibility that makes it a great knife. Anyway, if you don't have a really good knife in your kit, you could consider adding one of these. They are a few hundred dollars each. They're not cheap. It's not, the steel isn't cheap. The manufacturing is not cheap. The knife sheath is extremely high end. Wait till you see it. It's just so innovative. Nobody in the industry has this. But my point is, go through your supplies. Do you have iodine? And do you have first aid? Do you have, you know, like a colloidal silver first aid gel? Or do you have chlorine dioxide tablets? Make sure you add that to your kit. You got to have chlorine dioxide, you know, because as a topical treatment and a water purifier, it's just flat out amazing. And in the little tablets that you can get from that company called Safrax, Safrax.com, you can get a bag of those tablets. I think it's 500 tablets for somewhere around $30. It's like, it's a no-brainer, man. get those and make that part of your preparedness kit, make that part of your bug out kit. You know, you can purify water with those tablets through the use of chlorine dioxide, or you can make a spray solution that will kill, you know, monkeypox and COVID and superbugs and all kinds of stuff. So make sure you've got that in your kit. Check your flashlights, you know, check your backup light sources, your backup fire sources. Do you have one of those, you know, arc electronic fire starting devices? If you don't have one of those, probably want to get one and keep it fully charged, but also have backup matches as well. You know, there are a number of things that you need. I can't go through the whole list here, obviously. I'm just saying that understand you may have to bug out. And by the way, in Lahaina, remember that story recently? The people who survived were the people who disobeyed authority and went off-road, went into the dirt and around the barricade. Some people drove through the barricade that the electric company, the power company, had a barricade, and they were telling people, turn around, go back to Lahaina. Those people who obeyed, they died. They burned alive in their cars, man. Only the people who disobeyed survived. Well, what does this mean? If you have a bug-out vehicle, can it go off-road at all? Could you go around the barricade? Could you drive through a barricade? Do you have four-wheel drive? You know, how rugged is your vehicle? Because if you're driving around town in a little Mini Cooper thing, that might be great for finding parking spaces, but not so good for bugging out and disobeying authorities in order to survive. You see what I mean? You might need something much better, much bigger, more robust is all I'm saying. Think about that. And I'm a fan of diesel vehicles because, of course, diesel fuel stores easily and safely for many, many years, whereas gasoline does not. And diesel, it's a universal fuel on my ranch because it powers so many different things and different pieces of equipment and so on. So I store diesel on my ranch. And you can store a lot of diesel. Of course, I can power my tractor, which has a PTO generator. I can generate my own electricity for, you know, if I had to, for 6 months. Not everybody's got that kind of setup, but you can move in that direction by getting a diesel vehicle with four-wheel drive and that can go off-road if you've got the budget for it or if you think it's appropriate for you, and maybe that's your bug-out vehicle. Just think about these issues, because a lot of people are dead in Lahaina because they couldn't bug out. There's only one road going through that town, which is the case for a lot of towns in Hawaii. You know, just because it's a series of volcano islands. So it's usually just one main road that goes all the way around the island, and it was blockaded, man. So Hawaii is not necessarily a great place to bug out from, because you just don't have very many options unless you have a boat. A boat gives you all kinds of options, and that's really good. So if you have a boat, you know, maybe that's the best choice, but do what is appropriate for your geography and your location. But most importantly, every time you see news about this hurricane, I want you to think about your own preparedness activities. I want you to find your weaknesses, and I want you to cover them. So turn your weaknesses into strengths. Cover your tracks. Make sure you've got backup plans, bug out plans, and at least two sets of everything you need. You should have two rifles, two ballistic vests, two water filters. You see what I mean? Two of everything that you need, one that you can bug out with and one that you can keep at home. And then, of course, it's better to have three, because what if one of your two fails? It's better to have four, so you have a backup both at home and in your bug out system. I know you're like, oh man, that's going to cost a fortune. Well, you just build it up over time. You do what you can. But it's better to have four rifles, four pistols, you know, four night vision. That's a lot of money right there. Get what's appropriate for you, budget accordingly, have backups, and be ready, because none of us are immune to this war that's being waged against us. None of us. So thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com. And also check out my website, PrepWithMike.com, for a lot of preparedness videos. I'll probably add this to that website as well, PrepWithMike.com. www.thehurricanecast.com. Thanks for listening. Take care.